Hello, boobies. I've just had one of those moments with the cash machine, with the credit card machine, where you're sat in Frankie and Benny's, having just had a lovely breakfast, slightly curtailed. I'll explain that in a moment. And they hand you the credit card machine, and you type your PIN number in, and then you realise that, oh no, there were questions you were supposed to answer before you type your PIN number in. And now that you've gone through the machine and typed your PIN number in, it's just charged you £690. Woohoo! So, that's all happened because I'm very much on half power today. I am not my bright, sparkling, intelligent self. I am some sort of subnormal human, some sort of subnormal ape, I think, this morning. I can't do anything correctly or accurately. And that's because I was up until 2 in the morning last night, and kind of the subject of my boo today is not about not being able to operate a credit card machine. It's about the feeling I've got that I've got my hands tied, because I can't talk about why I was up until 2 in the morning, because it's not my business. I would be telling you, it's somebody else's business. And I am, suffice it to say that I'm trying to help someone, and that someone doesn't seem to want help, and I don't know what to do, and I'm really, really, really annoyed and upset and down and worried about it, and I can't tell you about it. And it's, Ruth and I started Just Relax, It'll Happen, and to talk about a subject that most people regarded as too personal to talk about. We constantly heard people, when we started talking about our infertility problems on Just Relax, It'll Happen, we heard people say that they hadn't heard other people talk about it so openly before, and that it was a sort of a taboo subject, but, you know, lots of people had that problem. And so, you know, Ruth and I, particularly me, we have this habit of just letting anything that is personal be public. We are very willing to share private things in public. Probably more than we should. We overshare, I'm sure. But that's who we are. Take us or leave us. But anyway, it also, I mean, on the bright side, that's liberating, and sometimes it's helpful to other people, and that's great. But the flip side of it is that when you're in a situation like I'm in right now, where it wouldn't be my personal information I would be revealing, it's somebody else's, I am now in a position where I can't talk about it, and my instinct is to talk about it. And I feel like I've had my hands tied. I feel like I've been pegged down to the ground by Lilliputians. I don't know why that came to mind. It's absolutely maddening to me, and, you know, I don't know what more to say. It was a very bad night. It was a very late night. I got very little sleep, and as a result, today I am very much on half power, and best of all, my meeting that I was due to go to at 1 o'clock today is now at 11 o'clock, and it is now 10:45. So I had to shorten my nice Frankie and Benny's breakfast, leave early because they called in the middle of my breakfast to say that the meeting had been moved up, and now I've got to race off to that meeting. And joy of joys, the fact that it's been moved up means that I can probably now attend the other meeting this afternoon that I was secretly quite happy I wouldn't be able to attend. So my one day a week when I can actually do any work, which is Wednesday, is now full of meetings. Joy. One of those days. Thank you for listening, boobies. I love you all dearly. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.